Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6:45, quarter till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, Thursday morning. That means time to talk to Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. How you doing, Mike?
Man, I am doing excellent. We've had some great weather. The crops are really looking good. You know, we're ahead of last year. We've got, you know, most everything in the ground that should be planted right now is growing very, very well. We are working on expanding markets and moving products. The legislature now is going into its final stretch the last week. It ends on June the 12th, Thursday at 6 o'clock. And so it's been very busy, but a lot of good things going on.
Mike, let me ask you this. I mentioned yesterday I went to the grocery store, walked out, saw a lady. As I was walking in, I saw a lady walking out, looking at her receipt, shaking her head. And I went in, shopped, and I barely had the stuff from the basket onto the belt there. And I looked at the screen. It was up to $145. Like, whoa, slow down there, buddy. Hang on. It's like the national debt clock I'm looking at. Then I was shaking my head as I was walking out like that lady was, and I asked people to text in, and I'm getting the same text agreeing with what I'm saying. Have grocery prices taken a rapid increase lately or what?
They are still accelerating faster than inflation. And so, you know, and estimates this year for grocery prices across the board are to rise at really more than 3%, but the proteins have really jumped. Price of beef, you know, is moving at about 7%, pork probably 4%, poultry, you know, 3-4%, and so. But beef is one that's really, you know, and all those products are moving faster than others because again, what's happening in the beef industry is that we have the smallest supply of beef since the 1950s. Okay,
and why
so
is
you're
that?
You're talking about 70 years.
Why is
you
it?
Know,
huh?
Well, a number of reasons. One, the average cattle herd in the United States was generally between 18 and 25 head, small. The small farms are the ones that are going to the wayside. Also, the cost of production, when you look at just if you had to go buy the equipment just to cut hay, to make hay for the wintertime for those 17 to 20 cattle, if you bought it used, you could probably get it around $100,000+. New $175,000 to $200,000. And as the equipment wears out and the people get older, they just quit raising cattle. It used to be everyone had cattle. You went to the North Shore, every farm had cattle, and those were generally were called freezer calves because they would raise them, bring them to the local slaughterhouse and the local butcher and do that. But the world changed and started bringing them to the feedlots. But as the farmers are aging out, the bigger farms are getting bigger because we have less people going into agriculture. The other thing that's happening is that we are bringing in very, very, very few cattle from Mexico because of the New World screwworm. And that at the Isthmus of Panama, that particular pest has broken out of containment and is moving more further north in Mexico. We're doing a whole lot of things working together with the USDA and the Mexican government to try to stop this, but we're not bringing in the Mexican cattle to the United States feedlots. So there's really, it's a supply and demand. We've had steady demand, but a decreasing supply.
I didn't even look at the beef portion because I didn't want somebody to think I was rich and mug me. I stayed away from that completely. But when it comes to the rest of the groceries, like you mentioned, beef and pork and proteins, but that's just the meat part of it, the protein part of it. What about everything else? Why is everything else going so crazy high?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Labor is a huge issue. Lack of availability, the cost of equipment. And the other thing, when you look at grocery prices, most of those grocery prices reflect the inflation and the overall economics. You got to look 6 months to a year and a half backwards. So in other words, if you're looking at a product, if you're looking at buying some macaroni or linguine, you got to think about what did it cost for the wheat, and you got to back that up now, you know, all the way back about 18 months. And so those costs are additive. And then the cost of transportation, the cost of trucking, anybody that has any kind of business where they use heavy trucks will tell you that their costs are going up exponentially. Think about insurance. Think about the cost of new equipment and repairs. And at the end of the day, who pays for all inflation? The consumer does. So we're working hard to try to increase production, but we've got to get a fundamental handle on what we call input costs. When things move forward, the input costs generally rise fast with them. When overall economics and prices go down, on the farm level, the input costs go down slower and later. And what we're seeing in a number of our corn farmers across the United States, at the current value of corn, they have not been profitable in 2 years. And this year is a big deal for agriculture across the United States, especially the corn farmers. They've got to turn a profit, or else there's going to be additional issues. But inflation for food continues to outpace general rate of inflation. There were some very good articles in the Wall Street Journal over the last couple of weeks. More people are electing to eat at home. Why? It's strictly economics. Mm-hmm. Some of the companies that are doing very well, McCormick Spices is doing very well. Why? Because people are cooking from scratch instead of buying, canned products. Mm-hmm. Campbell's Soup, for instance, Chef Boyardee in the can. People are buying less of that, and they're looking at buying, how can I get more from my dollar, starting out with the basics and cooking from scratch. And so we are seeing that. And the thing about it is, prices, especially these food prices, they're not going to drop rapidly because of the cost of production over a 1 to 2 year period.
Mike, honestly, are they going to come down ever?
No.
Well, I don't think
so. The whole goal, yeah. Except, you may see some in the beef and in the poultry and the pork, because of what we call demand destruction. In other words, people quit buying it and it comes down. But the best you can ever hope for with grocery prices and any inflation is that we slow down or decrease the rate of growth and cost compared to overall dollars and wages and earnings. That's the reality. We all know that. Mm-hmm. You're not going to reverse it. You want to slow it down and let everything else catch up.
Let's talk about the Farm Bureau Convention, something good.
Oh, that's great. That's gonna, you know, that's coming up, and that starts on around in the end of June, about the 26th of June. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. It's Friday, Saturday, and actually it starts on a Thursday with the board meetings. I will be there all day Friday, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday, and that is going to be June 26th to 29th, 103rd annual. I can remember when I went to the 75th meeting, there will be over 900 voting delegates, farmers from across Louisiana, and of course, you know, the governor is going to be there, the insurance commissioner is going to be there, I'll be there, the lieutenant governor, and, you know, everyone, it'd be a real good time. But the big part is the networking, where we're there to listen to the farmers. That's where we get the information. And I'll be a voting delegate. I've been a voting delegate now for more than 40 years. And so, you know, on Friday, I'll address the voting delegates, and we have the what's called the Legacy Farm Program, and that's to honor farmers who've had the same farm in the family over 100 years. That is a big deal. It's a very emotional deal, and it brings a great deal of pride. And then on Saturday, I will address the different commodity groups, and there are 12 of them. I will address them individually and talk to them about what is unique for their particular commodities, what do we need to do, what we are doing, and listen to them. That's the biggest part of this, is so that, you know, I want to know what your problems are, what the solutions may be, but it builds that teamwork. And then Sunday is the voting delegates. The Farm Bureau is the voice of agriculture, and it is, the biggest farm organization. It's actually the largest organization in the United States is the Farm Bureau. And then through the policy session on Sunday, where we vote the policy book, that is the direction the Farm Bureau will take dealing with public policy, including politics. So there's a lot going on, and I get to see a lot of my friends, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
All right, Mike, 1 minute left. Give me a Louisiana produce item to get this weekend and enjoy with your family. I got one in mind. Let's see what you got. Huh?
Oh, we got to get some of those Creole tomatoes. They are absolutely incredible. You can still get some strawberries. And don't forget, we're on the tail end. We're on the tail end of crawfish season. Don't wait and be too late. And the brown shrimp are running. You can get some beautiful brown shrimp. So let's make it, just a wonderful Creole and Cajun weekend. And very soon, you and I are going to be talking about watermelons. They're coming. They're growing.
Well,
thumping those melons.
That's what I had written down. Watermelon. We didn't match, but we will in the future. Thank you, Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. 655 traffic now, WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.